This is CPR News at KRCC. I'm Matt Bloom. Snow's falling across much of the state today, and Colorado Department of Transportation plows are out clearing roads. CDOT spokeswoman Elise Thatcher says motorists should stay home if possible and drive slowly if they need to be out, especially on Interstate 70 in the mountains.
Be prepared for more speed enforcement in Glenwood Canyon to prevent the crashes and extended closures that we've been having over the last year.
The snow will taper off for much of the state later tonight. Colorado senators attended a classified briefing Tuesday on unidentified objects shot down over the weekend. CPR's Caitlin Kim has more.
It wasn't aliens. That's the one thing senators who left the briefing seemed to all agree on. But that's where the certainty ended. Both Colorado Senators Michael Bennett and John Hickenlooper wouldn't offer any details about what the objects might actually be. Hickenlooper said the administration was running it all down, and Bennett would only say the briefers shared what they knew about these events. But they agreed that as more is learned, the administration needs to share the information with Congress and the American public. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
A Grand Junction veteran and business owner has been arrested in connection with the attack on the U.S. Capitol in 2021. CPR's Western Slope reporter Stina Sieg has more.
The FBI arrested 41-year-old Dusty Higgins last week on four federal charges, including knowingly entering a restricted building and disorderly conduct on U.S. Capitol grounds. The agency says it was tipped off after Higgins posted photos and videos on social media of himself during the riot. He later told agents he entered the Capitol building through a broken window. Higgins served as a law enforcement specialist in the Navy from 2002 to 2007. In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
This is CPR and KRCC.